The Nolan Center's gymnasium-like hall seemed almost empty, even filled with tables. A couple of small groups of fair attendees made their way from station to station, following the arrows placed around the room. To an outside observer, the Family Resilience Fair was a low-key affair. Fair organizer Kay Larson says there were between 60 and 70 people who attended throughout the day.
I would call it a raging success.
Larson is the lead volunteer with Brave, Building Respect and Valuing Everyone, Wrangell's anti-domestic violence group.
Because, we had so many restrictions, and we did write out a very clear mitigation plan ahead of time. There were arrows to follow, masks to wear, sanitation, and yet we had 13 booths, and last year we only had 10.
The goal of the Family Resilience Fair is to bring together resources for families and individuals in the Wrangell community. Joan Sargent, the head volunteer for the St. Francis Animal Shelter, emphasizes that includes the furry family members.
Pets are really, really parts of family. And that's what's been so special about doing this for me, is I just meet the most wonderful people and their families.
The animal shelter is providing assistance to families unable to afford pet food at the moment, along with their usual slew of programs aimed at keeping the pet population fixed and fed. Other booths at the fair spread messages of hope, love, and support.
Things don't stop because we've got other disasters going on.
That's Chris Ellis with Hospice of Wrangell. Other booths included Wrangell's LGBTQ outreach group, the elementary school's Title I coordinator, the chiropractic clinic, and various religious groups from the community. Joan Sargent with the St. Francis Shelter also works on the Economic Development Committee. In addition to giving out information about help for pets, she manned the booth with information about the Wrangell Cares grant program.
If you've had any COVID financial trouble, you know, this grant will apply to you.
Grant applications for families can be found at www.wrangell.com under the COVID-19 assistance category. Wrangell hasn't published statistics on family impacts from this year's abysmal fishing season or the COVID-19 pandemic, but a business survey from June paints a stark picture. A 53% drop in business revenue, Wrangell businesses having to lay off almost 30% of their employees. And from the food pantry and other assistance at the Salvation Army to the loan closet at Wrangell Hospice, the community showed up to remind Wrangellites that there's support out there. While the focus of the Family Resilience Fair was, well, families, Wrangell is offering CARES Act grant funding to businesses as well. Applications are due November 1st and can be found on the city's website. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.